Soko izikati sendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela kustudio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 28 kuNhlolanja 2021 eKapa Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, sokunabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilithumi lambili lengxenye, 12,579. Asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesanofarm eZimbabwe.
My cabinet and myself in 2 weeks will be next confirmed and come as vaccinated.
Ngizahlatshwa njalo lengisebenza labo ukuqula le cabinet bazahlatshwa.
Lokhu kulabanye abantu abathandabuza isimo sejekiseni yesanofarm lemfundiso ethulwa nguhulumende. Induna zakweleZimbabwe lezakwaZulu zithi kumele kume ukudubulana phakathi kwabadabuka eZimbabwe lamaZulu eGoli.
Ababuya emngcwabeni ababekayo namhlanje bayofisa sithi mase bebuyile abahlale phansi, sihlale phansi bambe umthetho.
Odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele Germany usungula uhlelo lokunceda abantwana emaphandleni abahluphekayo. Wenza amasiko siqhubekela phambili ngengxoxo yokulotsholwa kwamantombazana enkundleni zokuxhumana. Zalethulela ezabatsha, ezamasiko, ezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulomsakazo. Abezempilakahle intethele izindaba labezomvikela abedlula inkulungwane ezilithumi lambili lengxenye, 12,579, sebehlatshwe ijekiseni yeSinopharm eZimbabwe kusukela ngesikhathi kuqala uhlelo lokuhlaba abantu kusenzela ukuvikela uZulu kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Umebisi Kama usethulela lolu daba.
Okhangelane lohlelo lokuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19 ekuhlangothi lwezempilakahle, uDokotela Agnes Mawumva utshele iphephandaba leSunday Mail ukuba kukhangelelwe ukuthi kuzahlatshwa abantu abaningi kunsukwana ezilandelayo njengoba uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esethi ijekiseni yeSinopharm kayibulali. Abanye abongi bathi bayawesaba umuthi lo onikezwe eZimbabwe ngeChina. Umnangagwa uthi ilizwe lizathola amanye njalo amajekiseni alumuthi ohluzwe inkampani yakweChina azahlatshwa yena. Abakudalela eCabinet labanye abantu elizweni lonke jikelele.
My cabinet and myself in 2 weeks when the next confirmation comes as vaccinated, you vaccinated and another citizen.
Ngizahlatshwa njalo lengisebenza labo ukuqula le cabinet bazahlatshwa. Umongameli Xi Jinping usesinike amanye amajekiseni angu
200,000.
Kodwa abantu lokhe bekhala ngokungabi lemfundiso eyeneleyo emayelana lokuhlatshwa kukaZulu ijekiseni yeSinopharm. Omunye wabasola okwenziwa nguhulumende ngumnumzana Collins Ncube.
Abilinganisa ku-clinical trial, so kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi izakhamizi kunje ubekwazi ukuthi uyenze i-decision ye-informed, ngoba kathesi kuyapha ngithiwa kuyahlatshwa ungakwazi ukuthi kuhambisana njani nemizimba yethu thina. Indaba yakhona iyahlupha.
Omunye njalo ngumnumzana Nqobizitha Khumalo, isikhulumeli sebandla le-People's Democratic Party.
Ukwenza ukuthi abantu bale kathesi kabakakwazi kababi lolwazi kakhulu ngalolu lutho, kodwa ngemva kwesikhathi kumbe zabunduka ebukhambe njani khonapho ukuthi imbijekiseni selifikile iningi labantu lihlatshwe ngombe kahlatshwanga. Enye into ehluphayo ukuthi iye njengokukhuluma kwabantu abaningi abantu kabawuthembi lowo muthi.
Kodwa uMnangagwa uthi kumele abantu behlatshwe ijekiseni yeSinopharm njengalokhu okwenziwe ngumsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga. Bekukhangelelwe ukuba uMnangagwa uzakhuluma namhla ngohlelo lokuvalela abantu ezindlini kusenzelwa ukuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19. Umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 sowabulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane lengxenye 1,463 selokhu waqhamukayo kweleZimbabwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis.
Induna Ngokubona zithi sokumele abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe labakwaZulu babeke phansi izibhamu kulandela ukudutshulwa lokubulawa kwabantu abedlula ithumi okubikwa ukuba abanye babo bafele eHillbrow eyovele leBeria. Kwenziwe umhlangano namuhla eJohannesburg zinduna ezithe ukulwa lokhu kudalwe izigebengu okumele zibotshwe. Induna ezingene umhlangano lo zigoqela umnumzana Siphiwe Mhlongo, uNdwandwe uDlamini, uThulani Mgoqo Jubane, leziphatha amandla zenhlanganiso emele abadabuka eZimbabwe eZimbabwe Community in South Africa. Induna uMhlongo uthi kumele kuphele ukubulawa kwabantu eJohannesburg.
Imbiko lena isizile kwabanye umthombo yendaba kwesinye ethi kulwa uZulu nabafowethu baseZimbabwe ayilona iqiniso, kodwa kukhona ukuthi kuneqeqebana laseZimbabwe elibambe inkunzi lapha ey'hlolo. Kulezi y'dolo-ke khona abafowethu lapha abayiphilisayo ngokugada ekuthiwa amandla khava babadubula-ke babavulale-ke. Kwenzekile-ke ey'ndaweni ey'hlukene la eHebrew naseUvel bafaka abantu kanjalo. Kwezinye iy'ndawo bikuthi usecurity lo osuke lapho uma esehamba bamlandela bamshaye bamphuce isibhalo. Ngeyindlela ke namhlanje umhlangano ntobe sinawo nendlwini esinazo lapha eYovel uthe wonke umuntu akabuyele kumuntu wakumo awumtshele ukuthi impi ayikho. Iy'gebengu lezi sijumula abafowethu baseZimbabwe abayitshele ukuthi azingakwenzi ukuthi y'bambe inkunzi la.
Lokhu kusekelwa yinduna uNdwandwe.
Nababuya emngcwabeni ababekayo namhlanje bayofisa sithi mase bebuyile abahlale phansi, sihlale phansi bambe umthetho. Zonke iy'nduna sizokudlulisa kuzo ney'nduna zakithi eZimbabwe sihlangene nazo. Induna uJubane njengalokho esekhulumile uDlamini Mhlongo yabe sihlangene naye, induna uDlamini ibikhona, induna yamaqhamu ibikhona, sihlangene nezinye-ke iy'nduna engingayibala ezikhona, kodwa nje kulo mlilo oshayo sithi cha awume.
Induna uJubane laye uyakusola kakhulu okwenzakala eJohannesburg.
Izihlangothi zombili ngapha kwaZulu nangapha esinyezanisi samahlabelo ngezinye la ayiphele lento. Siyacela abantu bakithi umuntu abothi uma esendaweni yenye indoda afike ayihloniphe indawo yenye indoda, ngoba lo la esikhona la umuzwa wenye indoda kuyadingeka ukuthi umuntu uma esendlini wenye indoda afike ahloniphe.
Omele ubulelani lobhengula Khumalo wakhethwa umndeni wakoKhumalo ukuba yinkosi yamaNdebele uMnumzana Bonman Khumalo uthi kumele abantu badonse ndawonye ukwenzela ukumisa udlame olwenzakala eGoli.
Lobo yibugebengu okumele sibukhuze sonke sihlangene. Yilokho mhlawumbe abanye babonela amavidiyo uJubane ekhuluma, Mhlongo ekhuluma, uNgqaba uthi uMabhene ekhuluma, loNdwandwe uNxumalo ekhuluma. Yikho hayi bakwethu lanxa kuweyokhona izinto lapha lalaphayana, kodwa-ke hhayi siyawubhula umlilo njalo ubugebengu phansi lo bugebengu ngeke sikuvume.
UMnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa uthi ukubulawa kodabuka kwaZulu kwadala inkemenkemele.
Kulezigebenga ezizalwa eZimbabwe ezilapha eGoli ezasuka zisiyabamba inkunzi kwesinye sezitolo eHillbrow. Isitolo leso umuntu osilindayo singathi ngugadi kumbe security guard ungumZulu ngokuzalwa, bathe ma befika lapho bamdubula bangena ngaphakathi bayatshontsha bayenza lokho abakwenzayo ubugebengu babo. Bathe ma bephuma bathola ukuthi udubuleke esiswini akazange adlule emhlambeni, babuye bamdubula-ke waseyabhubha. Kusukela lapho-ke izigebengu lezo lalabo abasebenzi esithi ngama-undercover ikakhulu ababuya kwaZulu basebeqala-ke ukudubulana kuhamba sekudingwana. Kasilasiqiniseko lenani labantu abadutshulweyo badlula emhlabeni. Abanye babala ukuthi kungenzeka kube ngabantu abangu-8, abanye bathi kungenzeka kube ngabantu abangu-13 indawana zonke, kodwa kasilayo inamba eqondileyo.
Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma leziphathamandla zikahulumende wakwele South Africa lezeZimbabwe ngodaba lolu.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumakhakhasi athi 909 AM 4930 6175 laku 7255 kHz ku shortwave.
Umculi odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele Germany unothando nomina Bhulu usebuthanise inkulungwane ezingamathumi amabili zamadola eMelika 20,000 yokuthengela abantwana abaswelayo ukudla elizweni. Uzaqala uhlelo olubizwa ngokuthi hashtag stop hunger in Zim eChankwe esabelweni seMatabeleland South. Usebenza lenhlanganiso yesizo lwethu ekhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Shelter Hlomani Diamond Masina. Ake sizwe unkosikazi Masina ekhuluma ngodaba lolu.
Sawubonani emakhaya, ibizo lami nguShelter Masina, ngingumphathi wenhlanganiso okuthiwa yisizo lwethu. Njengoba izo lethu lisitsho, inhloso yenhlanganiso yethu ikusiza abantu abaswelayo ngezempilakahle ikakhulu abantu basemakhaya. Siyajabula ukuthi sesixhasane le-World Peace Berlin le-AMX Foundation ngohlelo lokudla ebantwaneni besikolo. Uhlelo lolu lulethwe ngomunye wazalwa wakhuliselwa khonale ebulilima eChankwa.
Awusitshele ngamafutshane ke ngonkosazana Nothando Nomina Bhulu.
Lintokazi ekuthiwa nguNomina ingumhlabeleli khonale emazweni. Isifiso sakhe besekuyikuthi ancedise lapho aphuma khona, aqale ngesikolo lapho afunda khona, ebeselandela ngokuncedisa isikolo esemaduzane. Ngokuya kwesikhathi ubefisa ukuthi wonke umntwana oswelayo ethole usizo iZimbabwe yonke jikelele. Sithanda ukubonga kakhulu kulabo abathe basixhasa kulo msebenzi esithe sifisa ukuthi siwenze. Kathesi umuma uchiphanga nge-COVID leyi, abantu abaningi baswele imisebenzi yabo, ngakho abenelisa ukuthenga ukudla okwaneleyo for abantwababo. Ngakho besifisa ukuthi abantwana labo belisi bethole ukudla ezikolweni. Siyabonga kakhulu i-World Peace Berlin, sibonge la i-AMX, bathi kakhulu sibonge uNomina ngokwakhe ngoba akakhohlwanga lapho avela khona. Kukaningi ukuthi abantu besuke lapho abakhulela khona bekhohlwe, kodwa uNomina uthe yena ufisa ukuthi ebisele kulabo abamkhulisayo kulapha azalelwa khona. So siyabonga kakhulu Nomina, siyabonga kulabo abadonethayo, siyabonga kulabo abasixhasileyo kumsebenzi omuhle kangaka.
Unkosikazi Shelter Hlomani Diamond Masina, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yesizo lwethu. Sixoxe laye ekobulawayo. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sisikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe namafitshane. Umongameli wakwelemelika uMnumzana Donald Trump ukhangelwe ukuthi namhla kusihlwa uzakhuluma emhlanganweni webandla lama-Republicans okuthiwa yi-Conservative Political Action Conference. Lokhu kuzaba ngokuqala ukuba uTrump abonakale emphakathini kulandela umnqotho kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe nyakenye ngumnumzana Joseph Biden webandla lama-Democrats. Amapholisa esitha akuhlangothi lwe-Federal Bureau of Investigations athi usebonakele umuntu wabulala ipholisa ngozibandlela ngesikhathi yabalandeli babawayengumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump engena ejala le-Congress befisa ukuthi kumiswe ukubalwa kwama-electoral votes. UMnumzana Anthony Blinken okhokhela uhlangothi lukahulumende wakwelemelika olubona ngokudlelana labanye amazwe uthi kumele inhlanganiso ye-African Union ingenele kumvukela we-Tigray lapho uhulumende okuthiwa ubulala abantu mahlayana esenzela unqoba amalecatsha e-Tigray People's Liberation Front. Manje sokusithathi sezamasiko
sengana masiko
sizwe manje
lo baba mkhulu sibabelobo
Selo lomasiko lokuphila kwabantu zonke zonke siqhubekela phambili sixoxa lo mnumzana Zifiso Masiye ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu osanda kulobolisa umntwana.
Uyingcwethi ke uyise omncane entweni ze information technology labo Zoom labo. Kube lula kuye ukuba nguZoom host lokusihlanganisa sonke. Umkakhe uninomncane womntwana nguye obebhodabhoda in between thina labo labakhwenyana ngeWhatsApp ehlanganisa lapho okumele ahlanganise khona. Ubabakazi ube kuZoom engathi yiZoom Station 3 eLeeds, England. Udadewabo omdala laye ube kuZoom Station number 4 eUmonde, eGoli. Abakhwenyana bebe kuZoom Station number 5 eRustenburg, njalo njalo. Kodwa ngeZoom ngingathi besihlangene ndawonye sonke. Bekudingeka ke sonke sibe le Wi-Fi le network ebambekayo eqinileyo. Bekudingeka sibe lamafoni awe backup uma kusiwa i-network. Imali zamafoni, imali ze-Zoom, imali ezenza ukuthi umhlangano uqhubeke kuhle. Sifake khona phana kuma-charges amalobolo ngoba yibo phela kumele abasilandileyo.
Okunye ke baba Masiye
kudingeka ukuthi o-anti labogogo abaqakathekileyo emsebenzini onje babe khona kodwa basekelwe eduze ngabatsha abalolwazi lezinto zabo Zoom. Bekudingeka njalo sicetshiswe kahle kahle ngokulandela lokulandelwa kwezinto zomkhuba ukuvela lokulobola ngabadala abalolwazi silandele wona kuyiloba sisebenzisa isimanje manje. Sibelaye umfundisi wokusibika enkosini lokusihola ngemilayo lemthandazo. Konke lokhu bekuhleliwe kwalotshwa phansi kuprogram yokulobola program that was shared and distributed umsebenzi ungakasungulwa.
Lina-ke baba Masiye lenze njani kukho konke lokhu?
Ye bekudingeka ukuthi thina abeqembu lentombazana siqale sihlangane sibonisane siphane amazopha lama-roles njalo sithi rehearse i-process yonke singakemukeli izethekeli zethu. Kuhleliwe-ke baba Dube ukuthi number one ukungena iguma imalini kuZoom abakhwenyana bazibika esangweni ngokucela ukungena i-Zoom meeting. Ngingathi i-Zoom meeting sokuliguma. So bayacela ukuthi sicela ukungena kuZoom meeting. Nxa becela sesijajale imali yokungena. Bangena sibabone kuZoom kuma-Zoom windows abo bayahlaliswa phansi njengabakhwenyana. Khonapho lapho abakhona kumbe kusenzini yabo kumbe kusemahofisini bayakhupha izicathulo banabe njengenjayelo. Abethu sibahlawulisile-ke ukubona bengena nje begqoke amakawuzu baxoshwa egumeni bagqoka kuhle okuhloniphekayo baphenduka sebehlawulile. Kukhona ikomiti-ke eyama-negotiation ebekwa ku-WhatsApp group eza kuba ibhoda ngasese iye-negotiator ma kulezikhalazo zenhlawulo ezithile. Then two isivulamlomo. Bangena abakhwenyana kuZoom bamukele sebeza kutsho abahamba ngakho.
Ake siba lapha namhlanje uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Siyaqhubeka ngengxoxo le lomnumzana Zifiso Masiye ngeviki ezayo. Sinasizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontukameni komo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungamile inkomo. Lamhlanje silesethekeli.
Linjani ncoko zikaThixo okhulumayo ngubaba uSibanda uBusana ngaphansi kwe-African Spirituality Religion kolo yakwantu. Ngibonga lami leli thuba engilitholile, ngibonga kakhulu. Ngingeke ngibe mude, bengicela nje ukuthi ngishiye nani lokho enginakho. Incwadi esizayithola ngika-Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 uthi uJesu Kristi efika okwakuqala wazithakazelela wathi nginguJesu Kristi indodana kaJosefa. OJosefa ababuya emuva kuJakobe. Jakobe kubo Davida, Davida kubo Isaac, Isaac kubo Abraham. Wayebiza okhokho bakhe. Ngamanye amagama wayezithakazela, wayezixhumanisa labo okhokho bakhe. Wayebonisa imvelaphi yakhe. Wayebonisa ukuzazi ukuthi ungubani bantu bakaThixo. Singabantu siphila sinempande. Impande zethu yimva yethu. Neva sizazi ukuthi siyapi, singakazazi ukuthi sibuya kuphi. Nekuzazi ukuthi uyapi, ungakazazi ukuthi ubuya kuphi. Simlandela kanjani ozazi impande zakhe, thina singazazi impande zethu. UJesu Kristu wayezazi impande zakhe ukuthi ngibuya kuphi, okhokho bami ngobani, ukhokho bami ngobani nabobani nabobani. Wayezazi uJesu Kristu ukuthi uyapi. Nekuzazi ukuthi uyapi, ungazazi ukuthi ubuya kuphi. Isihlahla ukuze sime zimpande, sibhala zo zimpande. Once wasikhipha impande isihlahla kasimi. Lathi singabantu ukuze sime siphile silempande lapho esibuya khona. Kumele sizazi impande zethu lapho esibuya khona. Yikho siyozazi ukuthi siya kuphi. Namhlanje emhlabeni ubona kunje kumoshakele. Sisukile kwiimpande zethu, silahlile impande zethu, kodwa sithi silandela uJesu. UJesu Kristu ubezazi, ubexhumene lempande zakhe. That's why ubezazi ukuthi uyaphi. Thina siphumile kwiimpande zethu, kodwa sithi singabalandeli bakaJesu. Kodwa sizazi impande zethu, kodwa uJesu Kristu ubezazi impande zakhe. Yikho simuzwa uma efika uMathewu okokuqala ukhuluma ngempande zakhe. Yikho simbona uJesu powerful. Yikho simbona uJesu wayesenza into zenzeki. Because wayezazi impande zakhe. Namhlanje thina singama-Afrika silahlile impande zethu. Asizazi ukuthi singobani, kodwa sithi siyazi lapho esiya khona. Ayenzeki le nto. Kumele uzazi ukuthi ungubani, ubuya kuphi, yikho uzokwazi ukuthi uya kuphi. Yikho namhlanje Afrika kunje. Yikho sibhekana lezimo ezinje. Sile diamond, sile gold, sile platinum, sila yonke into. But siyisona sona sizwe sihluphekayo, siyathandaza, siyazila. But why uNkulunkulu angasiphenduli? Inkinga yethu silahlile impande zethu, asizazi ukuthi sibuya kuphi. UNkulunkulu ukumuntu ozaziyo. Once wazazi ukuthi ubuya kuphi, uhloniphe impande zakho lapho ubuya khona, uzoba loxhumano lomdali wakho. Uthi uNehemaya maye uzakuthiwa amathuna bokhokho bakadilikile, ulesi sizwayo kuso wacela wathi ngicela ukubuyela ngiyokwakhela amathuna okhokho bami, ngiyozixhumanisa leempande zakuphi. Yikho siyokwazi lapho esiya khona. Ngiyangizwa abantwana bakaThixo, ngiyiphetha, cela ukuthandaza nani ihlo iyezulu mfihlo ngcwele. Singabantwana bakho eAfrika siyisizwe esinakho konke bonke ubucwebe. Ngisho naphesheya igold liphusuka la, iplatinum la, ichrome la, wonke ama-minerals la. Singabantu abathandazayo, siyazila, silomhlasile kwezenhle, sileyilwane, kodwa siyisona sizwe esihluphekayo. Inkinga ikuphi? Silahlile impande zethu, asilaxhumano lempande zethu. UNkulunkulu wesizwe esizaziyo, sixolele mdali, sipha amandla, siqinise, silekelele. Simbona uJesu wafika yena wakubonisa ukuzazi, wazazi impande zakhe. Yikho sibona uJesu powerful. Siyakubonga mdali wakho konke, siqinise ebunzimeni, sipha amandla, sizifunge ukuthi singobani. Yikho siyozazi ukuthi siya kuphi. Ngiyakhuleka mdali wakho konke. Amen.
Kulohlelo vuselela umoya. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungami Lenkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungami Lenkomo. Sike sizwe ezabatsha silo Mike Wobe.
Yebo yebo yebo, chakazo muhle zimpapo muhle lingalichona njani izulu kandaba. Ngiyalibingelela kuhlelo lwethulwa namhlanje. Igama nguMike Hove. Namhlanje kuhlelo silo Robert Malunda, nguye owasungula uhlelo lweGateway to Elation olujonge ukuthuthukisa abantu abakhubazekileyo ngokungaboni. UMalunda uzasitshela okuningi ngohlupho ababhekane lalo elizweni phansi kohlelo lweCOVID-19 lockdown kanye lokunye. Malunda, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Sixoxa ngokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 elizweni. Tshela uZulu umbono wakho ngalolu daba.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mike. Inhlupho ezinye esihlangana nazo ukuthi i-lockdown le isivale ukuthi abantu bengathengisi, ikakhulu labo abakuthiwa informal sector. Kwenza ukuthi abantu abangaboniyo nabo babanjwe yile ingxaki yokuswelakala kwemali lokuswelakala kokudla. Kuthi labo-ke abangaboniyo ngalesi sikhathi se-lockdown kusuka kube nzima ngoba nxa uhamba lapha emgwaqweni kwesinye isikhathi nxa sokumele uchaphe umgwaqo kuyamele uncediswe uyabungazi ukuthi umuntu okuchaphisayo lapho emgwaqweni ulawo noma akala umkhuhlane.
Kodwa ngiyabona phela ukuthi hayi ngempela liyasebenza gadalala ngalesi sikhathi kule COVID-19. Ngiyazi ukuthi ulohlelo lwe-Gateway to Elation olujonge ukusiza abantu abangaboniyo. Awusitshele okuningi mayelana nalolu hlelo.
Ngiyabonga. I-Gateway to Elation isiza abantu abangaboniyo ngokubafundisa ulwazi lwakulezi suku lwamakhompyutha ukuthi benelise ukusebenzisa leyo mtshina.
Mina njengomuntu obonayo olamehlo vele I'm very reliant nxa sisebenzisa bo-keyboard. Lina likwenza njani ke?
Sisebenzisa lokho okuthiwa i-screen reader. So i-screen reader i-program enza ukuthi i-computer ikhulume. So lokho kuyabe kumbalela ukuthi e-screenini kulento enje. Lasemafonini ke efanayo lelo kuthi uma Android phone le voice over u-iPhone.
Manje imitshina yonke le efunakalayo iyatholakala lula na elizweni?
Imitshina le msakazi ayitholakali. Abantu abangaboniyo njengabantu abangenamali le Gateway to Elation njengenhlanganiso esathuthukayo ayikabi lawo amandla okufana iphi abantu leyo mitshina. Kodwa sisebenzelana lokho kuthiwa ama-American Spaces, inhlangano ze-American Embassy ezigcweleyo elizweni lonke leli, ikho esilayela khona abantu njalo lokubafundisela khona.
Inhlelo lezi ziyathuthukisa njani abantu abangaboniyo kule sikhathi abantu bavalelwe ezindlini?
Thina njenge-Gateway to Elation inhlelo zethu ziyaqhubeka. Siyazama ukuthi labo abangela amafoni becele ezihlobeni zabo ezihlotsheni zabo ukuthi besiboleli amafoni abo nxa sisenza inhlelo zethu. Lathi nxa silakho lokubanika idatha ukuthi bebe layo bethole information eqondileyo ngoba yabona ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID kunamanga amaningi agcweleyo lokwethuselana okuningi okugcweleyo lapha ku-WhatsApp. Kodwa-ke siyabe sifisa ukuthi umuntu abe le information eqondileyo ulwazi oluqondileyo mayelana le-COVID-19.
Hayi Robert, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Isikhathi sesesidliwe ngumangoli. Zulukandaba, abafisa ukuxhumana lo-Robert lakho ukuxhumana laye ku-WhatsApp kunombolo ethi +263 775 579 305. Silukuqhuba lapha uhlelo lwanamhla Zulukandaba. Sohlangana ngolwesibili kuhlelo The Connection olivalisayo ngenjabulo. Igama lami nguMike Hobe. Bye bye.
Siyabonga kakhulu Mike Hobe. Uhlelo lwanamhlanje ukuthi sikhangele ebesilazo. So kunabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilitshumi lambili lengxenye 12,975 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni ye-Sinopharm. Kodwa lokhu kulabanye abantu abathandabuza isimo sejekiseni le mfundiso ethulwa nguhulumente. Induna zakwale Zimbabwe nezakwaZulu zithi kumele kume ukudubulana phakathi kwabajabuka eZimbabwe lamaZulu eGoli. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Olivalisa ngokhipstube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakare.